So, as Sally said, Hailee Sprung are one of the people contributing and making an amazing production called Castaway. It's a major new outdoor theatre show highlighting the environmental crisis, performed by an all-female cast, combining movement, gesture and dance on a stage of floating plastic, taking inspiration from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which is located between Hawaii and California. It's a floating island of plastic that has basically grown to the size of 6.5 times the size of the UK. Now, I don't think their stage will be as big as that. It's going to be staged on the water in Coventry's Canal Basin. Here is a little flavour of what you can expect from that.
Castaway is a fiction. It is based on the idea that living in the waterways, living in the canals, there are keepers, and these are creatures whose job it is to maintain and look after the canals, waterways and rivers.
My role is kind of a spirit of the waterways, and over years and years she's been pushed down to the bottom of the waterways with all the pollution and all of the rubbish on top of her. So she kind of emerges out at this moment after the disposables have been there.
We are obsessed with consumerism, this kind of complete disregard for objects and belongings and actually any value of those things. And we come on all loaded, loads of stuff in the trolley, and end up just kind of creating complete chaos.
So that's some cast members and the people behind Castaway. And joining me on the show tonight is Executive Director of Hailee Sprung, Sarah Worth. Hi, Sarah, how are you?
I'm very well and so excited and emotional just hearing all of that amazing stuff. It definitely raised the hairs on my arms and gave me a lump in my throat.
Well, that was my first question, was going to be, how excited are you to finally have this huge wriggly cat out of the bag?
It just feels like this has been such a long time coming, and to finally have something tangible, this program that is only the highlights of what we can expect from the year of culture, just feels it feels like we can all finally have something to look forward to picture in our minds, to start planning. What do I want to see? What am I excited about? How can I get involved? It just feels like finally we are moving forward and coming at such a difficult time that we are all experiencing, not only in the city but in the country. It just gives us that hope that something is on the horizon, that gives us the strength and the determination to keep fighting for what we all want to enjoy.
I think we all need some of your enthusiasm for this, for sure, Sarah. So Castaway looks like a really bold and kind of provocative performance piece. Do you think in the 21st century art and activism need to go hand in hand to kind of amplify the importance of both of those things?
I think for us at Hailee Sprung, we've always made work which provokes debate. I think we've always said audiences should come to our work intrigued and should leave more confused and with more questions than they arrived. It's about stimulating conversation and using art to direct attention to issues that we feel people should be talking about and need awareness. I think this piece in particular is about the pollution of our waterways, and we've been working very closely with Canals and Rivers Trust to really understand what the impact is currently on our waterways. And I think art has this amazing ability to capture people's imaginations, their attention, and if we can hold their attention, we can usually draw them in to a better understanding about particular issues. And I think personally, I've always believed that art and activism do go hand in hand. And I know there's an enormous amount of the programme which is about how can we use the voice and the talents and the creativity of the arts to really bring people's awareness to the issues that need attention so that we can galvanise our efforts. And this will sound silly, but make the world a better place.
That's not silly. We need to stop saying that silly, because that's really important. We really do literally make the earth, the physical ball of earth that we all live on, a better place. And we have the power to do that. Hailee Sprung has a history of creating kind of audacious and breathtaking performances. What particular challenges is Castaway going to present being performed on and above the canal?
So I think we're not performing on the canal. We have a new piece of aerial equipment. I think Mark, who's the artistic director, always is inspired by how can we really push the boundaries of performance. And we've been involved in aerial performance for quite some years, and Mark's never satisfied with traditional, already existing apparatus. And he came to me a couple of years ago with this idea on the back of an envelope of, I want to make this machine that lifts the performer high up into the air, and it spins 360 degrees round, and it takes them 108 degrees over the top, and the performer can somersault and tumble and spin. And I was like, are you mad? Nobody in their right mind. It sounds like the worst, most dangerous thing I've ever heard. And he was so determined that he took that design to an engineer who said, yeah, let's make it happen, and had the ingenuity and the you know, the imagination to actually make that happen. And I think the first time I saw the rig rise up, it was the engineer's wife that got put on it for the test. And I thought, that says something that the engineer themselves doesn't want to go on. I held my breath, and I don't think I've let it out since, because every time, you know, we were really lucky. When we came out of lockdown, we were able to safely bring together some performers to do some research and development performing on the rig. And I just think every time I see it, I'm still astounded at how is this working, and how is this possible to see this performer. And when you see it, I mean, the speed at which the machine moves, it gives the idea that the performer, she's suspended in the air, and it helps her to look like she is kind of swimming through the air, which is the exact image that we wanted to create. And it does take your breath away. And we'll be performing in the canal basin, so we will, you know, be incorporating that area and the water in that area to give this idea that she has risen out of the water and is flying now high above our heads. And it's quite something. Even
it sounds
for me,
it sounds amazing. Well, we're gonna have to wait to August to see that, but now we know it's happening. That gives us something we can, you know, put a little mark in the diary for the whole of August and say we definitely need to get to Haile Sprong, definitely need to see Castaway. Thank you so much for being on the show, Sarah Worth.
Thank you.
And very, very excited about this. I can't wait. I'm gonna have front row seats. Thank you.
Fab.
Oh, and you can see the full list of events announced today as part of City of Culture at coventry2021.co.uk. And while you're there, if you want to get involved in City of Culture, the Collaborative City team are looking for 8 community connectors from 8 different areas of the city to work with and support community development applications close this Friday. So go online to find out more about that. As I say, that's coventry2021.co.uk. Yeah, do it.
CWR Breakfast.